Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Happy first day of June. That's when we're in the studio right here. When I say we, I have friends. Dr. Yes. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard
are
here.
You do have friends.
Friends in the house. Maybe we can get a wide shot showing you actually what they look like. There they are.
Hey.
Yeah, that's what they look like. There they are, right there.
Yeah.
Anyway, we would love to talk with you on the phone, and so just call us, 1-800-229-3000. But if you need help, you know, our number is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, guys, I have this thing going on the 10th of June. I'm in this series with our pastor on Ephesians. And is there a more amazing book in the Bible than Ephesians? It's really phenomenal.
Galatians is pretty close.
Galatians pretty close? Yeah.
Philippians.
Well, how about James?
James rocks.
Yeah. But, you know, there's one part of Ephesians that, and if you want more on this, I've got a book called Every Man's Marriage. But Ephesians 3:21, pretty powerful verse that says, submit yourselves one to another. I'm sorry, Ephesians 5:21. Submit yourself, or is it 20?
No, it's 21.
21. Yeah. Submit yourselves one to another out of reverence for Christ. Talking about married people. Who does that? So many people think that submission is a one-way street.
Yeah, I had a young couple where he said his problem is his wife wasn't a biblical wife, and she didn't submit. Oh. And I asked him, when do you ever submit?
That just makes my skin crawl. Sorry.
Are you a biblical husband?
I don't have to submit.
Yeah.
I just have to love her. I said, well, it's lover like Christ loves the church, which is a submissive love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an active love. When he says, all I have to do is love her. Oh,
really?
So
what does
all
that
you
mean?
have to do is die for her every day?
Yeah.
Because that's what that's
give
what
up your rights mm-hmm. for her every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
if you're
just
truly loving,
as Christ.
You're not
yeah.
lording things over right. someone.
So, hey, maybe you're one of those people that you read the Bible as a way to justify something you're doing or not doing. Hey, I've done that. I have a doctoral degree in that. But you don't have to do that. And one of the best tools to get you in touch with what the Bible really says is Life Recovery Bible. And that verse right there, that Ephesians 5:21, is right there. And it is as powerful and as important as any other verse about the relationships. And Fred Stoker and I wrote this book, Every Man's Marriage, and it's a book on mutual submission in marriage. And if your spouse is not mutual and you want them to get a Mutual of Omaha insurance policy and them to go away, then you need to do something before you hit that level. And but anyway, I'm going to be preaching about that on June 10 and 11, and I hope that you can watch it live at northviewchurch.us. But the main message here is we want to see people living out the life that Christ called you to live. And there is no dictator, doormat, relationship dynamic that is approved by Christ. No, 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 no. By the same token, the other part of that is that when a woman tries to dominate and control a man, that's not mutual
right.
submission.
Right.
Either.
Well, that's a consequence of sin in Genesis 3. She
yes.
said, you will seek to rule over him, and he,
yes.
he won't let you.
Right. Mm-hmm. My wife was sharing that with her recovery group just the other day about, hey, that's the big temptation that all of us women have to
right,
fight against.
Right, because we think we're more right about relationships,
yeah.
right,
well,
and
know
that
more.
Men are clueless. Yeah. So there's the tendency to do that, and that really mm-hmm. isn't right.
Yeah. Glad you're watching. Glad you're listening today. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. When we come back, we're going to go right to those phone calls here on New Life Live.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah. We're back, everybody. On June the 9th, it's Every Man's Battle in Chicago. Restore, July 14th. That's right. June the 9th, Every Man's Battle in Chicago.
I thought it was in Jacksonville.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't help you with that.
That's what the sheet says. We can't argue
there
with that.
There we go. It's in Jacksonville on the 14th of July.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Oh.
And then we've got Restore, July 14th in Orange County, Intimacy and Marriage in Washington, D.C., Take Your Life Back, September 8th in Washington, D.C. If you've never been part of one of those intensives, oh, my goodness, your life could be amazingly, wonderfully different. You can't imagine how much it can change. You can be going one way, headed the other in just 48 hours. Now, let's go to, how about we talk with Sarah? She's calling from Anchorage, Alaska, KATB. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Sarah, I was in Anchorage speaking a few months ago. Did I get to see you there?
I am super sad I didn't see you.
Oh, wow. All right. Maybe next time I'm up there in Anchorage.
Yep.
How could I help you? How could I help?
Okay. So I'm a single mom of four children. I have been divorced for a couple of years. I met a man in January. He was going through a divorce and just needed a friend to talk things through. Within a couple of weeks, he ended up hiring me. He became my manager, and I was his a manager in the company, looking over a branch in the company. One thing kind of led to another. We started a secret relationship, and then within 2 months, I was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And so we... within a week, I ended up, we found out, I thought we were committed. I thought we both loved the Lord. We both, try to repent and, do our thing. And, he ended up, telling his ex-wife, everything. And she, I don't really totally know what happened. I just know I got broken up with.
Mm-hmm.
I was not working for him at that moment anymore because it was a short term thing that I was going to run this one branch. So when I met him, the question is this, but then I'll go back to the question and the concern I have now is I think he's going to go back to his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
Breakups happen. I'm okay with that. I understand that. If that's God's will, that's fine. However, now there's a child involved,
mm-hmm.
and I'm concerned about custody, and I'm concerned because she is a very verbally abusive woman and despises me, of course, now. So I don't want her involvement in my child's life. And then also, when I met this man, he was co-sleeping with his two children, two boys who are much older, and also had a 20-year-old man sleeping in the same bed with them. And I had found out, he told me, he confessed and told me everything, that he had actually been sleeping with this man.
Okay. And so,
he was
sleeping with this man?
He was having sex with this man.
Uh-huh.
And he was sharing a bed also with his children, with this man.
Okay.
So my concern is very great. I'm having a little girl, and I have a very deep concern for her safety with a person that has no boundaries.
Right.
Wow. Legally, I do not believe that a lawyer cares if somebody is sharing a bed, and I don't think that they care. So I'm looking for counsel on how I go about this. Do I pray about it? Do I trust God in this? Or I just feel like there's a lot of writing on the wall that this is a very unhealthy person.
Mm-hmm.
He told me he had slept with multiple men. In October, he had sent his wife away to go and have an affair. And all of that didn't connect until I was pregnant. I found had told me a lot because there was no time for us.
Okay,
so
the question for us in all of this is
kind of, what do I do?
Okay. All right.
Wow.
Who wants to go first?
I would almost just, my gut feeling is get a settlement from him and sever ties. That's just a gut reaction.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
I think I think to tell him, look,
don't depend on ongoing support, because that will keep you tied and having to be in relationship, and then legalities step in.
I would appeal to whatever good there is in him and say, okay, so look, there's a little girl that's coming into the world, and just because we produce this together doesn't mean that it's going to work for us to raise her together.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can see why I wouldn't want her in an environment where you're sleeping with other men, things like that, and maybe your ex takes out her feelings of me on this child.
Right.
If you can see that, I can see that you not having a need to financially support us or her. And maybe someday when she's older, like an adopted child, maybe at 18, she'll get to know who you are. We can reintroduce you then. But my number one goal is going to be her safety and protection. And I hope that you can just agree to this so we don't have to fight it out with attorneys and all that.
But it still might be a wise thing to get the advice of an attorney on how to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
right.
Find out what your rights are or what is the likelihood.
Well, that's why I was saying get a lump sum up front to help pay for the birth and initial expenses instead of the ongoing, so that you can break ties.
So, and then just for my benefit, Sarah, what do you say to desperate women who are believing Christians who think it would be okay just to compromise a little bit when it comes to dating a man?
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just, you have to hold your integrity, and you have to hold it for, I mean, I have children I have to hold it for, and I let him, you know, he did this whole thing where we committed before God, and that was not a legal binding anything, and he wrote marriage off as if it was just a piece of paper. But I bought, I bought just the romantic lie, and I won't ever do it again. I just listened to Extreme Dating with Dr. Cloud the other day, and it completely transformed my thinking and I saw a lot of patterns. And I am in counseling too.
Good.
So I feel like I'm definitely getting in a better place. I did ask him to relinquish rights.
What did he say?
I offered. He said no.
Mm, okay. Well, I think you have to, you're going to have to get some legal advice, like Jill was saying, and you're going to have to lay out these things. And
well, and I think also if his children are underage, you can also report what you know. And you can do that anonymously, but you could start a paper trail with Child Protective Services.
So if he's sleeping with a man and he's got these other kids in the bed with him, that's reportable. Mm-hmm. I would do that anonymously, okay?
Okay.
And that does. That opens a file, which may and if you don't do it, then the question would be for a judge at some point, well, wait a second.
Like, why didn't you?
Why wasn't that a problem for you?
Right.
Right.
So that's really brilliant on Jill's part, mediocre on my advice. Dave, you're in there too. So anyway.
Mediocre.
Yeah. Yes, all right. Good. So I hope that's helpful. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back, and I'm going to send you this little dating book, Is This the One? Mm-hmm. Anytime a man says to a woman or a woman to a man, hey, listen, marriage is just a piece of paper. Let's just make this little vow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to walk away because you're not going to talk that person in to character.
There's an integrity issue.
See your vulnerability, too. I mean, Sarah, single mom, four kids. I mean, you're just looking for a break, just some adult connection.
Yeah.
And to have someone kind of sweep you off your feet a bit and want to take care of you, that's very enticing. So you have to realize your vulnerability ahead of time so you don't get set up.
Exactly.
When I first became acquainted with the Christian faith, it was all about the Ten Commandments and no, don't do this, don't do that. And at no point
that was used.
Yeah. At no point did I ever understand that was all about God protecting me and the people around me. And every no has a huge yes to living in communion with God, living in redemptive relationship with others. So you just, if somebody comes along and says, no, let's don't do that the Bible says, let's go a different way. Mm-hmm. Got to walk away. It's not going to go well.
Yeah, no, because I want to be able to trust you. And if I do that, I won't be able to trust you.
Right. Now,
but
before
your passion kind of takes over.
I know. Right? Yeah. I know. It sounds too practical, huh?
Yeah,
you're right. That's why you got to protect yourself.
No, well, okay. So,
support group.
You have to decide ahead of time.
You have to have the support group that says we have to counter this feeling that you have.
Right.
And I've said it before. They can tell you, "Hey, have you noticed he's carrying an axe?" Oh, really? I thought that was his razor. No, he wears a beard. He's an axe murderer. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's blood on the axe. All right, here we go. TV.newlife.com. True leaders of leadership, Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend. Here's a little clip from TV.newlife.com on how to stop micromanaging and start succeeding. Here it is.
It is a huge issue. A huge issue in leadership of any kind. Parenting, marriage, friendship, communities, teams, churches, Sunday schools, all of that. Okay, can I just start with one little factoid? If you want to stop micromanaging, which a lot of times means telling somebody how to do something, giving them, you know. Okay, so here's what neuroscience tells us. When they hook people's brains up and see what's going on in the brain, when somebody is being given advice, their brain is basically asleep. So when you're talking about leadership, leadership is not about thinking for someone or controlling somebody or getting them to do things. Leadership is about leading, which means that you're helping them, empower them to do what they're supposed to be doing. Opposite of micromanaging.
Absolutely.
You know, I know a lot of people that are micromanagers and they've succeeded in... I am not a micromanager, never met a detail that I like. And I've gotten to do a lot of different things. And it's
a
choice.
Lost in the details.
But so often micromanaging is maxo control.
Crazy making.
Control is a
fear. Crazy making for the other people.
There's a big issue of control.
That is just one of many, 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 many programs on TV.newlife.com. Go there, TV.newlife.com. It is the most horribly named anything because it has nothing to do with TV. It's just right there online. But it's kind of like a TV program in many ways.
Well, if you have a different. What is it? An Apple thing or a
Apple
Amazon
TV
thing?
Or
you can put it on your TV.
You could.
Yeah, you
but
could.
You don't,
you don't get it on your cable.
People
you
that are really high tech or not so high tech do that.
Or low tech, whatever. All right,
I'm low tech.
Well, we got to go to a break here in just a minute. So I'm going to go to Abby right after we take this quick break. But you're listening to New Life, and a gift of any amount will result in me sending you a brand new book called The Mediterranean Love Plant. I have never had better response to any book, including from Dave's wife. Loves this book. It might sound even cheesy to you, Mediterranean Love Plant, but there are seven secrets from the cultures that are bordering the Mediterranean Sea.
It's profound.
And you'll go,
surprisingly,
it can change so much in your relationship. It'll help you have fun. It'll help you connect. It'll show you how to have a marriage, and in the process, the passion level, the romance level, and the fulfillment level increases. That's our way of saying thank you for a gift of any amount. It's called The Mediterranean Love Plant, one of the few books I've ever done with my wife, but people love this book, and you will too. Our way of saying thank you for a gift of any amount. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, my entire world was shattered when I realized that everything I knew was a lie.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography, it might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
I've struggled with the temptation to take my own life, and this is the first real step in healing for me.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey.
The love and acceptance and wisdom I've received in these few short days has given me a new sense of hope for my marriage, our family, and for myself.
Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
Just get here. You are so worth it.
Call 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. When you join Club New Life, we send you Take Your Life Back day-by-day devotional, 365-day devotional. You'll love it. It's got all sorts of stuff that helps you devote your whole life to God. It's a great way to start the day or end the day, whichever one. You can even read it in the middle. Best devotional Dave and I have ever been a part of. We'll also send you five popular segments from New Life TV, our way of saying thanks for joining Club New Life. And boy, do we ever benefit from the regular, constant giving of those who give to Club New Life. Let's go to Abby. Abby's calling us from... No, that's not her deal. Let's go to Abby on line one from Santa Barbara, California, and she listens online. Thanks for holding on. Abby, how could we help you today?
Oh, okay. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a dilemma. My husband and I, we have a 14-year-old daughter.
Okay.
She'll be 15 next month. And my question is, he wants for her to give up her cell phone free willingly, and it has affected her quite a bit. She stays up till 3 or 4 in the morning with it. And I'm the type that I think it should be taken out completely. You know, we're not going to keep waiting because I don't think she's going to give up willingly. he doesn't want to get to the point where there's a big fight and all, which that has happened. So should I just follow my husband's lead and keep waiting and waiting? It affects her schoolwork. It affects everything.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been going on for 2 years. This is like either her third or fourth cell phone she has had. Because I quit making payments and it's pay as you go, and which there's a limit now, but I think they increased it. Where if you don't pay after 60 days or 90 days, I can't remember, then you got to buy a new cell phone,
mm-hmm.
and it's happened.
Okay.
So that's when she threw a tantrum and she broke it.
So just say that question. Husband. Say that question again for us. What is
that? If I should follow my husband's lead, he wants to passively wait that she gives it up. She's given up a couple of times, but I think it should just be taken away during the weekday because she doesn't go to bed with it until 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And she tells us she's manic depressive, she's insomniac, and she comes up with all these things.
Yeah.
And I got to look for a doctor because of these problems that she has.
Yeah.
And fear that it'll lead to counseling and lead to secular counseling, which I have no faith.
Okay, so I got it. All right, well, let's see let's start with Jill.
So you're having a hard time regulating your daughter with her cell phone use, right?
That's correct.
And you tend to be more at the extreme end, and your husband wants her to just choose to do the right thing. Well, part of why, you know, God gives children parents is because we're supposed to help guide them, because left to our own devices, we don't often choose to do the right thing. And I think that she's showing evidence of that. That being said, it's not completely her fault. You know, in the adolescent years, your brain, it's at the height of dopamine, and that's all about pleasure, and so it's very hard to say no to yourself in those years. And I think, too, an adolescent girl, gosh, you know, I mean, cell phones now are like the lifeline to social interaction. And so, you know, that's something. It's like, you know, back in the day when we were on the telephone all the time. And so it's going to be, again, a hard thing. When those are her main connections, it's going to be hard for her to let go of that. And then we also know that the blue light from the phones and all of that keeps your brain awake at night.
That's right.
So there is a problem here, and I think she does need some help regulating, and I'm thinking maybe something more in the middle. I do know that you can put in like parental stops where you can just have the phone shut down at a certain hour of the day without having to, you know, let the bill run out or stop payment or have to get a new phone.
Well, but you don't have to. You can take the phone away at 10 o'clock.
Well, you can do that as well. You can say, okay.
Time to turn in the phone.
Right.
10 o'clock.
It'll lead to a big argument. She's going to run away, kill herself and everything. Where the last time I just walked out of the house and, you know, go ahead, it's between you and your dad. And I walked out. I left. I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to be dragged into the situation.
Your husband's afraid she's going to kill herself?
No, it just leads to those bad arguments. That's what he doesn't want to go through.
Okay, but she says to you she's going to kill herself, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
Oh,
she did.
Okay.
She got a knife and pointed at her neck and, you know, a big power struggle, physical power struggle, and I just walked out of the house. I just, the heck with it, you know?
Yeah.
Because my husband doesn't want to, you know.
Hey, your problem.
He doesn't want to face.
I don't think the problem is the cell phone.
Your problem is not the cell phone.
Yeah.
That's not your problem. You got big problems. And
yes, we do.
She needs a real intervention because the manipulation of people with the suicide threat, people take that into adulthood. And they become these all or nothing, extremely volatile folks.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 14. And you've got time to kind of reform her nature.
Something isn't working in your family.
Yeah.
And I think it's time for some family counseling.
Well, she's playing them against each
other.
Yes,
absolutely. And so there's issues with you and your husband and how you approach things, but it's a family issue as well.
So we're going to spend some time on this because it's a very complex thing. A lot of other people are dealing with these little issues that are huge, like the phone, but
well,
there
are
bigger
things. Well, that's just where it's getting played out, right?
So we'll take it apart and try to put it back together. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you need some help or you could help us.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think that's why I do it, because there's just so much help there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip. And that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem. And it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, and your very own phone calls here. We're talking with Abby. And you know, this is one of those things where you've got this presenting problem, but down deep is deeper...
The phone is a symptom.
And right, so it's where it's much played deeper. Out.
Okay, so first of all, let me just talk to me about the relationship you have with your husband, where, you know, you're wanting to take control here and help a 14-year-old. And then he's saying...
Understandably.
No, we don't want her threatening suicide and all this kind of stuff. Don't have the big blow-up. Well, tell us about that.
He wants to avoid the what do you call it, confrontation.
Conflict. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The conflict. And I just, like... I already played it out, you know, just like, go ahead, you know, if she threatens me, she's going to run away or whatever. And just go ahead, I'll just call the police, you know. But she doesn't leave the house. But, yeah, she's out there yelling at me, she's going to leave. Where I did throw her out of the house. And I'll just keep running, and I'll call the police. And she went with a friend. We found out where she was at, and my husband went and got her. I'm up at that point where I'm not going to cave in to her
threats.
But Abby, she's playing you against your husband.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, that is true.
When it's kind of
passive.
Yeah, when a kid does that, they're in control, and that you and your husband have to get together on this some way. And I'm not sure why you can't, because this is dangerous for your daughter.
He's afraid. Well, CPS is already involved because it was in the year 2016 where it was the year before, I can't remember, or the year I punched her. And she started going to school. She started a new school last year in September. And it's kind of a sicker school, very. And the counselor, you know, said, "What you guys did for the summer, and what do you guys want to do, and whatever." And my daughter raises her hand. I want to become emancipated. And they go, "Why?" You know. So, well, I think you need. And they just talked a little bit about it. And he goes, "Well, let's go see the counselor." So the counselor and her talked and what the issues were. And so she turned me in, and I was really upset. And they started to know our life, and they realized she was very demanding. They realized she's in the wrong. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's not right for me to punch her. And I told them it wasn't right, but I just kind of just blew up. She doesn't want to do schoolwork. She doesn't want to do nothing. She wants to isolate. She doesn't want to go anywhere. She just stays in her room. And she just stays up all night.
Okay, so let me ask you a quick question here. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let's just say that what she has, just taking a guess here, is what might be called reactive attachment disorder. That she's not connected with you. She's totally detached. She's actually against you. Have someone else used that term with you about her?
No, okay. You're correct about that. You know why? Okay. Because the first 5 years I wasn't around.
Okay, so I was going to ask you about the first 3 years, but the first mm-hmm. five will do. So tell us about that. Where were you when you weren't around?
When she was 3 years, my husband and I separated. I moved down to California, and we tried to work it out. He lived in another state, and he had the kids, and we had, you know, we didn't pull the kids apart between me and him. Our kids were important. And so what happened was he decided to move after 2 years. She was like about 4 years old. He decided to move down, and I ended up getting a graveyard job. For 4 years, I quit. I think I started in 2007 and quit 2013.
All right.
So for those years, I wasn't really around for her.
Okay, let me just talk to you about a little thing that you said here, okay?
And we never really attached. We just weren't, you know, I wasn't really on there. And finally, when I quit, I went 2 year depression. I just isolated mm-hmm. myself.
Yeah, okay.
And my husband, he got a job, and he worked from 16 hours to 18 hours a day. You know, sometimes I didn't even see him.
Okay.
You know, and so he wasn't really around either.
Who were the kids with?
I mean, we're not the best, but we're not as bad, and CPS noticed that.
Hmm.
But he's afraid that they're going to get involved into it because...
Okay, I have to interrupt you because I got to talk to you about this one thing, okay?
Okay, sorry.
So you said something that can be very damaging to a child understanding life as they've experienced it, okay? It can be confusing and cause greater distance. You said this. When you were doing all of that stuff, you moving to California, you know, the kids, you said the kids were very important to us. Do you remember saying that?
Yes, that is true.
Okay. It's not true.
Okay.
They, for them to hear how important they were to you while you're playing out the individual roles that you guys chose to play, it's like putting them in a double bind. Like, wait a second. We were important to them? She went off to California?
Words and the actions don't match.
I don't understand. How does she say it? So you see, there's a total disconnection from you versus... One of the greatest regrets of my life is I didn't put you kids first. I was unhealthy even or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you weep and wail over what happened versus this little thing that pops out that doesn't. It might even go unnoticed, but it doesn't go unnoticed by a child. The kids were so important to us. The kids were the least important. And now, unless you guys have a change of heart and direction, they're still not important. You know what's the most important thing to your husband? So he doesn't have to feel bad when she reacts, so that he can just kind of act like there's no really big problem. But there is a really big problem with your 14-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And she needs major, major help to reconnect.
The family needs major
help.
If you single her out for counseling, all that does is reinforce there's something wrong with
me. She's the
problem. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you got to get into counseling, and the counseling will probably start with everybody, and then it'll end up with you and your husband working on your relationship, because that's the key to the healing process. And you've got to get into counseling to as a family with somebody who knows how to work with families, and there's people in Santa Barbara that can do that. We I know some of them myself. So that's where I would begin, Abby, and it's as urgent. You can't put it off. And the fact that CPS is involved, this is going to just help you with them. It's not going to hurt you with them at all.
I'm not. We're not trying to shame you at all.
No,
no.
I
really want to help you help her.
Yeah, because we hear you kind of owning up to all of
right.
this. So we know that.
Yeah, you're doing
the
right
thing now.
And the question would just be how. You know, how does she motivate her husband to get on the right path to heal this daughter? Because this could have been, if we handled this like I normally do and just keep going, if we hadn't taken the time, this would have been a phone call about a cell phone.
Right,
and it's
exactly.
Not really about
and
the cell phone.
It really, now that we're hearing it, it's not about that at all. This behavior has meaning.
Yeah.
And so, you're needing to get more to the meaning of it.
So here's what you've got here. You have a daughter with a very deep wound, and from that wound are these reactions that are really painful for both of you to deal with. And whether it's her threatening suicide, putting a knife to her throat, telling people.
That shows how desperate she is.
Yeah. Well, how about I want to be emancipated?
To
humiliate you in public.
And even more reason why the friend connections. I mean, it's important at that age anyway, but even more so because that's where she's bonded.
Yeah.
Right? And
that's
right. So parents are trying to step in front of that.
Yeah. So I don't know how anything gets better unless, like you're saying, the family gets some kind of family.
Family work where these things can be expressed, and then it moves from the family to mom and dad getting
And I think Abby, you and your husband, I think you need to talk with him and talk about how you both have been selfish and you've put your own needs first, and his need to just pacify and just kind of hold on, hoping that she makes it through without a big explosion, is really for his own self-preservation.
Totally.
And it's not about her. It's not being a loving parent.
It's interesting. The beginning of healing for a child is often when a parent finally sees it and says it out loud. What I've been doing has been because of my feelings, not for your good. And boy, that changes everything. All right. I'm going to send her How We Love and How We Love Our Kids.
Yeah, How We Love Our Kids.
And I hope and pray that you'll read that your husband will read it, that you guys will get some help. And let us help you. Hold on. We'll try to get some help for you. We'll be back after this.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest particularly my relationship with God. I see him in a more accurate form and begin to trust him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. I'll ask you to pray for that situation there. Mm-hmm. And so often we see a little ripple on the top of the water. We don't even see
right,
the shark
see the whole
fin.
Thing.
And underneath, the shark is there ready. Mm. You know, and that's the big thing. It's not the ripple. How do we calm these waters? No. How do we kill the shark so the shark doesn't kill somebody
else? Often in families, the problem is not the problem.
Yeah. Right.
All right. So please pray for that person. Now, I want to ask you again to support the ministry. And if you do, you gotta get a copy of this, and I'll send it to you. Any amount, I'll send you the book. It's The Mediterranean Love Plan. And my wife and I, we traveled the Mediterranean, we did the research, and we came up with 7 secrets, and we'll get that book.
Are you going to tell us a little bit about it?
I could tell you some of the secrets.
Would you?
They won't be secret anymore. But,
well, but the book goes into detail about
right,
how you
right,
found
right,
it, so you
right.
can tell us the secrets.
Okay, so first of all, the purpose of the book is for you to increase your passion, mm-hmm. your romance, and have the satisfying marriage relationship that you thought you were going to have, you know, when you were 20 years younger or whatever. So whatever level you're in. So if you were to go to, let's say, Italy, you would observe people literally touching each other 10 times more than we touch over here. Mm-hmm. That's what the research shows.
Yeah.
And you and know touches. This. When somebody touches mm-hmm. you, you pay attention.
Oh, you absolutely
and
do.
So,
it's calming and it's engaging.
That's right.
It's connecting.
And in one of the dating books I wrote, I said, hey, you know what? A guy needs to know that you're safe, that you're not going to reject him. And I say in there, if you were in just having a conversation to do that, you know, you just say, oh, well, that's so great or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It kind of changes the dynamic. I'm not mm-hmm. untouchable, all that. But what we talk about there is you really can attune to each other. Now, attuning mm-hmm. isn't about touching, but the point is that when these Italian folks are talking, rather than eating fast food, when they're talking and touching, they're more in tune
with each
other.
Well, it's engaging another sense.
Right.
Right, into the equation, and that helps you to be more attuned. Right.
So that's one of the secrets.
I want to know what you learned from the Greeks, since we're going to go to Greece in the fall.
Okay. So from Greece, well, let's see, what they have. Oh, Olympics. All right. So there, we're looking at health and longevity. And so we studied this island, this Greek island called Icaria. And the Icarians, what the headline is, they forget to die. That's the headline.
I heard that.
And
really?
So, and not only that, but they, up into their 80s, they have some of the most sexually fulfilling sex lives of anybody else. Now, they're very hardworking people, but they don't start the hard work until they awake naturally. No alarm clocks there. That's just one of the things.
I want to move there.
Secondly, they do this. They have this herb mixture that's high in antioxidants, which that's really good. But here's kind of the headline. We walk an average of less than 50 miles a year as Americans. They walk about 250 miles a year. So they're very active. Mm. And so they have these healthy lifestyles. They work hard. They relax. They rest. They eat a great diet, a lot of natural food. So that's from Greece. When we were in Spain, we were in Barcelona when they won this big, huge soccer tournament. And the people were up on the statues with the flags mm-hmm. waving around mm-hmm. all that. And, you know, Spain is where they throw plates You know, they smash the plates.
Right.
They dance. They eat dinner at midnight. So we said, play. That's what Spain's all about. It's the play culture.
Oh, they have
and,
so much fun.
And so we all through there, we talk about how therapeutic play can be and bring you together. And then, France, we talk about savoring food, and from all of them, the beauty, enjoying beauty, and this word awe. A lot of times the only time we use the word awe is with full on the end, awful, but awe, inspiring beauty. And then we talk about creativity and adventure. And the research shows that if you ever have an adventure and you're both mutually vulnerable, the extreme of that is jumping out of an airplane. If you've never done that and both of you did that, it would draw you together because nobody's stronger, nobody's weaker. Mutual vulnerability does that.
Okay, just those things that you're mentioning, I can see if you had that in a marriage, wow,
yeah.
What a difference that would make.
And how about this?
And that's not that hard.
No, it's not. It's
the research shows that, and this is like one of the secrets, is from Israel, where Jesus lived, where Jesus, Son of God, God is love. From there, we talk about love, passion, and sexual intimacy because in the research, it shows that Jewish women are the most sexually satisfied subgroup of women that you can find. And you look, you go,
they don't
wait
have the hang-ups that others do.
What is this? They wear this black, this gray, and all this. But there's tremendous respect. And in the book,
it's how they're treated by their husbands.
Well, right. And the rabbis have this little code for men. And we put it in the book. We got it. We put it in the book of things that men must do for the Jewish women. Things like, you must never withhold sex from her. Sex is her right in your marriage. I mean, just it sounds like just the role reversal from the Western culture. So all of that is in there. And that when you... You can order it, or you can just send us a gift of any amount, and we will say thank you by sending you this brand new book. It is the Mediterranean Love Plan that will bring back or restore or increase the level of passion, romance, and connection in your relationship. Now, it's June the 1st, and as you know, we had a really rough May, and I'm asking you to start this month off right. By just saying, okay, I'm grateful that New Life has helped me. I will support them with a gift, and then you will get this book. And I said it before, we've done these, Ryan Dobson, Dr. James Dobson's son, I did a program with him and his wife, and he goes, you know, when we saw this book, we thought, this is kind of cheesy. And then the producer takes it home and reads it and comes back and says, you guys, you got to read this. And they love it. And same thing happened with other folks. Janet Parcells, when I did her show, they had Mediterranean music and all this stuff because she loved it so much. You'll love this book. That's our way of saying thank you for supporting us. And just help us start the month off right here in June, please. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or go to newlife.com and support this ministry. Also, have you thought about downloading the New Life Ministries app? It makes it so easy. You can subscribe to the podcast, or you know the app makes it very, very easy for you to watch, listen, whatever. And then our intensives, Every Man's Battle, June the 9th in Chicago. Restore, July 14th, and that is in Orange County. Intimacy and Marriage, July 21 in D.C., and Take Your Life Back, September the 8th. These are life-changing. We'd love for you to be part of it. Now, if you join Club New Life, we'll send you the 365-day devotional, Take Your Life Back Daily Devotional. It is encouragement every day. It's really unique. It's got little things to do to reinforce the lesson. I think you'll like it. A lot of insight there, our way of saying thank you. And my way of saying thank you to Dave and Jill is to say thank you, Dave and Jill.
Thank you. It's been great to have you here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love getting to be here. And, you know, there is nothing that we can do to help you unless you call us. All you have to do is pick up the phone, put it to your ear. You know how to do that. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's so simple. 1-800-NEWLIFE or 1-800-639-5433. And when you do, tell us your situation. We'll try to provide some kind of help in some way. Could be a counselor, could be an intensive, a book, a CD, something. And don't forget about tv.newlife.com. But we really do need your help, too, and that's the same number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. to support this ministry. We love you, we care about you, and we thank you for listening, watching, praying, supporting, and being involved in the New Life family. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.